From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On the eve of Super Tuesday, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are competing hard in the nearly two dozen states that are holding primaries or caucuses tomorrow. New York may be Clinton country and Illinois looks like Obama territory, but both candidates are furiously fighting for every delegate at stake. And there's California, also the biggest prize of the night, where Obama is trying to cut into Clinton's early lead.
For the Republicans, the big story is the improbable comeback of John McCain. Of all the words used to describe him, maverick, risk-taker, independent, one of the best may be survivor. At 71, the senator and former Navy pilot has survived plane crashes, enemy fire, years in a Vietnamese prison camp, and a bruising presidential campaign 8 years ago. So far, he's also survived the 2008 election cycle, despite premature death notices last summer. He's now ahead in all of the national polls. We have two reports on the leading Republican candidates, beginning with NPR's Scott Horsley.
Last summer, John McCain's biographer, Robert Timberg, was preparing an updated version of the senator's life story, just as pundits were declaring McCain a dead man walking. His campaign was practically broke, his staffers were quitting, and he was perceived to be on the wrong side of two hot-button issues, illegal immigration and the war in Iraq. McCain did not yield on Iraq, saying he'd rather lose the election than lose the war. But as he told supporters last month, after the New Hampshire primary, he always believed he could win both.
And when they asked, how are you going to do it? You're down in the polls, you don't have the money, I answered, I'm going to New Hampshire and I'm going to tell people the truth.
McCain's comeback was not the result of some consultant-driven makeover. He couldn't afford one, even if he'd wanted it. Instead, McCain surrounded himself with a handful of loyal advisors like Charlie Black, who says the senator's message never wavered.
There's no retooling. What you see is what you get. It hasn't changed a bit through the bad times or the good.
In some ways, the environment has changed. The decline of violence in Iraq has persuaded some voters McCain was right to support the troop surge, while others just see it as a less pressing issue. But McCain still faces the occasional challenge from anti-immigration voters like Buddy Gibbs of Florida, who grilled the senator last month.
I hate to say this, but you and Ted Kennedy have the worst records on amnesty.
Well, let me just say to you, sir, I have never supported amnesty and never will and never have. And anybody that says that I have does not know that. And you're going to have to let me answer, and then I'll be glad to let you respond, because that's the way this thing works, okay?
Even those voters who disagree with McCain, though, often view the senator with grudging respect. For Chicago area voters Vera Muir and Larry Keith, his steadfast defense of even unpopular positions is a sign of character.
I always liked his line that he used tonight, is I'd rather lose an election than win, you know, without being honest.
He's the kind of guy that looks you right in the eye and he says what he thinks. You may not always agree with him, but he knows that he isn't just taking a stance for political reasons.
Some of McCain's biggest critics are conservative Republicans who are alarmed by the same nonconformist streak that delights independents. Mitt Romney and some talk radio hosts have been playing up those fears in the last week in an effort to silence the McCain bandwagon. But McCain, who took Rudy Giuliani's place at a Republican dinner in Illinois a few nights ago, insists he can keep all the factions of the party together in the same big tent.
We may have a disagreement on an issue or two. That's healthy. Wouldn't we be pretty boring if we agreed on everything? So the point is that we can succeed.
Advisor Black says McCain still wins high approval ratings, even from Republicans whose first choice is a more conservative candidate. He's confident those conservatives will rally around McCain when the time comes.
If you go in the ice cream shop, you have to make a decision between vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. They're all good choices. And it doesn't mean that you don't like vanilla or chocolate if you choose strawberry. That's the way primary voters look at their choices.
It's too soon to tell how the McCain flavor will hold up in the months to come. During the low point of his campaign last summer, biographer Timberg warned that reporters make lousy predictions. But he wrote, "Here's what I think. Only a fool underestimates John McCain." Scott Horsley, NPR News, Hamilton, New Jersey.